Michigan, great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, February 20th, 2025 edition. You have to understand what I just brought up is somewhat news to you guys. I haven't shared what they did and what we're doing. Cliff Tellini, county commissioner, new chairman of the board of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. Randy, I think the constituents in Antrim would have to recall the elected commissioners and go forward from there. Stop right on that point. Because of the Michigan Association of Counties, known as MAC, they used their money, they used their influence, special interest lobbyists, went to Lansing, and got the state reps and the state senators to change the terms of county commissioners statewide. Statewide now, county commissioners used to get elected every 2 years, just like our state representatives in Lansing. Well, now they are elected and held office for 4-year terms. It happens to be that they started this on the last presidential election, November 5th, 2024. These commissioners just got elected to 4-year terms, not 2-year terms. They have to face us, the people, based on how they vote, and in 2 years we could replace their butt. Well, that all changed. Now, because they're on 4-year terms, you can't recall any 4-year elected office in the state of Michigan in the first year of their service or the last year of their service. The only time you can recall a 4-year termer is years 2 and 3. Why? Well, because the first year, they're voting. I mean, they can't possibly do anything to piss you off that you'd want to recall them in the first year. Wrong. They just did it here in Antrim County February 6th. After we defeated it on the ballot, 3 out of 5 of our commissioners voted to do it by a bond. Borrow the money. Borrow $25 million, take $8.5 million out of our rainy day fund, and build a $33.5 million jail in little tiny Antrim County. So we can't recall them this year. But we can recall them next year. So what do we do to stop it? Well, according to the law, according to the bylaws, anything the commissioners do, when they go into debt, when they borrow money, when they're going to spend taxpayer dollars, they must advertise it in our papers here in the county. While Vicky was having her issues with her medical issues, went ahead and put a legal notice in one of our 3 papers, the smallest, lowest circulated paper in our county, the Antrim Review, claiming that that publication, which took place last Thursday, February 13th, triggered the 45-day period for which us, the citizens of this county, have to collect roughly about 2,700 signatures to put it on the ballot. Stop them from going forward with borrowing the bond and put it on the ballot of a special election probably in August of this non-election year. There won't be enough time for them to put it on the May ballot, because the May ballot's already being processed for 4 school board millages, bond issues for four different school districts. Vicky's office is already preparing in the process for that election. So they won't be able to do it in May. The very three same county commissioners out of the five will have to vote to put it on a special election, cost the county roughly about $80,000 to run a special election in August. That's when everybody will be back here. The snowbirds will be back. It'll be hot, sunny, beautiful day. And we'll be voting in August countywide on whether or not these three commissioners did the right thing or not. So we're tying them up in a petition drive. We need volunteers to come to Antrim County and help us collect 2,700 signatures. I personally took 50 sheets, 10 signatures per page. Personally, I'm going to get 500 signatures myself with my team, my volunteers, you guys that want to come down here and help us. We're going to do this on Saturdays and Sunday afternoons. We're not going to do it during the week. We're only going to do this on the weekends. But we're going to have signing locations advertised throughout the county. We're going to have people standing outside of post offices and grocery stores on the weekend, post offices during the week. But we'll do that. We don't need you guys. We need you on weekends. We are going to show these three county commissioners, you don't go against the vote of the people. Your petition millage that you put on the ballot to raise our property taxes failed. We don't need a $33 million jail to handle 12 prisoners on average. That's how many they have in the lockup at any given moment in time. No murderers, no drug dealers. We're dealing with guys that are driving under the influence, drunk driving, or they have substance abuse problems, alcohol, drugs, whatever. As a result, they're beating their wives, they're beating their kids, they can't find a job, whatever the problem is, they have mental health issues. We have a way to take care of these issues without spending $33 million. I talked to a good friend, has experience in building jails and penitentiaries. He said, Randy, all you need is roughly about 30 beds and a mental health wing component to help these guys who have these mental health issues. You don't lock them up and throw the key away. You help them through their problems. You get them off of alcohol. You get them off of drugs. You rehabilitate them. You help them find a job and get them to being productive, taxpaying citizens of your county. You get them help. You get them going to church with their family. You get them help. And we can do it for roughly half. $16 million versus $33 million. But I need your guys' help in collecting these signatures. And I'm only asking that you drive to Antrim County, knock on doors, stand outside the stores, the grocery stores, talk to people, get them to sign our petition. We don't want to borrow $25 million and throw away $8.5 million on a project we can do for $16. We've got a better way to do it, and these commissioners aren't listening to us. Then, after we defeat it at the ballot, because we're going to spend a ton of money advertising, knocking doors, putting up signs, we will defeat it in August. In January, we are going to recall one of the county commissioners. The gentleman that was the third vote that went against us, the people, Jason Helwig in Mancelona in the eastern part of Custer. We are going to recall him. We are going to get that seat in control of a constitutional patriot, and we're going to flip the board. It'll be 3-2, 3-2, 3-2 forever for the next 3 years. We've got a plan. We've got a strategy. We got a message. No bond for the jail. No way $33.5 million for a jail. Do you know, according to the absolute accounting reports, Antrim County itself has $64 million in its reserves in various accounts spread out over the entire county. $64 million in reserve. And they want to borrow $25 million to build a $33 million jail that we can build for half. Folks, if you know anybody that lives in Antrim County, tell them to call me. I'll send you this half-hour podcast for them to listen to. We need volunteers to come to Antrim County. We need Antrim County people to get this message. You have to understand, Cliff, this is a process. We already know the process. We are working on it. He says if the commissioners have already voted, if they've already started the financing, which they haven't signed the bond, and construction begins, there's no way to stop it because it'll probably be half built by the time you get to that point. If you recall or it fails, you can always get this to be an issue in your community. Oh, believe you me, it is an issue. We have the petition sheets. If you know anybody that lives in Antrim County or you live next door to Charlevoix, Otsego, you're listening, you want to help us, we need your help. We're going to collect these signatures, we're going to put it on a ballot, and then we're going to defeat it. And in January, we're taking out the swing voter. Jason Helwig, your days are done being a county commissioner. A go-along, get-along friend and voting puppet of Terry Van Alstine in Bel Air. And Bill Heffron, sorry, dude. I understand Elk Rapids voted for it. You did it the wrong way. You didn't research it good enough. This price tag is way too much, and you're not listening to the rest of the county. As the chairman of the board, Bill, with all due respect, I like you, but you did the wrong thing. You and Terry will be the two votes going forward after the recall election when Jason Helwig gets replaced. It's time for fiscal sound spending in our county. And I need you guys' help. Final segment number two. We'll wrap this up. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of second half hour of hour number two. Just to wrap this up, folks, they don't have any blueprints of this new $33.5 million quote-unquote safety center. They've done no soil borings on the land where they want to build it. They don't know what's in the ground. They don't know what they'll hit when they start excavating the new foundation. They have no blueprints. They don't have any specification of materials list. They don't have anything outlined as far as actual hard construction bids or quotes. They haven't hired an architectural firm to do the drawings. They haven't talked to any general contractor specifically who's given them a written bid because they don't know what they're building. Oh, they have renderings of what they think they could fit on the property as far as its footprint, its parking, its paving, et cetera, but no details. How can you tell the public it's going to cost $33.5 million to build a project when you don't even have a blueprint? When you don't have a specs of materials list? Specs of materials list, folks, outline specifically everything. Concrete. How is it to be poured for your foundation, your footings, the basement walls? Where your mechanicals go, what type of furnaces are you going to use? Are you going to use geothermal, which may cost a little bit more at the beginning, but save you a ton in fuel costs over the years this building will be there? How is your lighting going to be done? What type of plumbing fixtures are you going to use? They don't even know. They don't have any of that, but yet they're telling us, the public, oh, it's going to be $33.5 million. Well, guess what happens? You get started with a bond, you go down that road, and oh, by the way, if you bond through Lansing, the Democrats in this last legislative session reinstated prevailing wage laws. If you guys bomb this in the wrong place, in the wrong manner, you are going to cost us 30 to 35% higher labor costs on this project because prevailing wage laws are in effect. Why? Because the Democrats put them back on us. Rick Snyder and the Republicans repealed prevailing wage law, public act from 1965. The Democrats put it back on. You better not bond. If we lose this battle, you better not bond through Lansing. You better bond within the county. By doing that, you don't have to pay the prevailing wage laws. It's an internal county-funded project. There's so much to this, folks, that the people don't know. The county commissioners, the three of them that voted for it, don't even know. This is absolute insanity. We just defeated it on the ballot on November 5th. February 6th, the three of them go ahead with the project. We're doing it anyway. Claiming that in their districts where they live, Little Elk Rapids for Bill Heffron, Little Bel Air, western part of Custer for Terry Van Alstine, eastern part of Custer and Mancelona for Jason Helwig. What about Banks Township? What about Central Lake? What about all these other places where you guys lost? Jarrett Rubing, that handles Banks and Central, he voted against it. So did Ray Scola, the other new county commissioner we helped get elected. Well, we're going to collect the signatures. We're going to put it on the ballot, force you, I should say, to vote to spend 80 grand of our money to put it on a special election in August of this year, and we're going to beat you. And then in January, Jason Helwig is done being a county commissioner. We will get a new constitutional patriot to take his spot, and then we will get a new chair, a new vice chair of the board. And Heffron and Van Alstine can spend the next 3 years getting outvoted 3-2, 3-2, 3-2. You don't listen to the people and you just go ahead and do it anyway? We'll see. We shall see. Because I got to tell you, people, this is happening in Antrim. This is happening, these kind of things happening in Otsego. Look at the new solar panel farm, 1,100 acres of good farmland going to be consumed in Hayes Township for a solar panel farm. Are you kidding me? Chris Long's Goshen battle down there to stop the Chinese Communist Party running for vice chair grassroots. I personally endorse Chris Long to replace Marion Sheridan. Vote for Chris Long, vice chair, grassroots, on Saturday. He is going to teach all 83 counties on how to do what they did in Mecosta County in stopping that battery plant, replacing that Green Township board, replacing those county commissioners. He's going to teach us how to do it in every single county of this state, and I'm going to help him do it. We are going to get a real grassroots leader running this Republican Party and holding these rhinos accountable. If you want this podcast, text me, JL. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money.